Naturopath Mara Eliza joined us to share how divorce trauma shows up in the body and how healing it can lead to lasting self-love. Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. This week, we had Mara Eliza on the show, and we had a great conversation about how divorce trauma affects both the mind and body. Mara shared her unique approach to healing from German New Medicine to bioresonance therapy and offered practical tools for women to begin feeling better and reclaiming their power. Your symptoms aren't the problem. Welcome to this week's episode of Women Winning Divorce. I'm Heather Quick, owner and attorney at Florida Women's Law Group. Today, Mara Eliza is joining us. Mara is a traditional naturopath who developed her signature method for helping women heal divorce trauma so they can share their stories without being overwhelmed by pain. Through her practice, she teaches women that feeling better is closer than they think. Today, Mara and I will be discussing the link between emotional trauma and physical health after divorce, what it really means to heal from a toxic relationship, and practical ways women can rewire their mind and body to move forward with confidence. Welcome, Mara.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
I'm very excited to jump into this content, and I think it's just going to be so informative and helpful to me and all our listeners. So, would you just share a little bit about yourself and really how you got to where you are today?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go way, way back, my first interest in natural health came because I had gone to the doctor for some digestive issues, got literally no help, no advice. They didn't even ask me what I was eating except for what I was volunteering. I got home, I got online, and then I learned about probiotics and I learned about digestive enzymes. And I was like, well, if they didn't tell me these basic things, what else is out there? And it just was like a topic that just kept on giving. And shortly, maybe a few years, I say shortly because that was 15 years ago, but a few years after that, somebody gave me the little piece of there's a connection between the mind and the body. Disease is dis-ease. You are not at ease. And I was like, wow. Then fast forward again, when I was going through my own divorce, I came upon German New Medicine, and that was not created by me. That was created by a man named Dr. Hammer. Actually, I should say discovered by him. He didn't create any of these processes. He just discovered them in the body. And then I was like, wow, this is the ticket. So it took me about 5 years of learning that to be able to apply it to my life and to share it with other people so that they can use it in theirs as well.
Wow. Well, that's great. Super exciting. So during your journey, you know, with your own health, and, you know, with the issues that the doctors couldn't solve, what did you discover about the connection between emotions and the physical body?
Well, I tried a lot of things along the way, as most of my clients have done. They try supplements. They tried restrictive diets. They try fasting. I tried all of those things. And not saying that they don't have a place, but ultimately, the end, like where the buck really met the road, I don't know. Is that the saying? I don't know. Wherever it is.
I'm going to be able to say it. But I'll never be able to say it. I know what you mean. So that's okay.
The final end thing was that those digestive issues were a result of anger that I was still having from a particular argument that I had with my ex way before we even got married. Yeah. So it was being able to understand the language of the body so you can take the symptom and say, okay, where did you have a situation like this? You kind of timeline it, like when did the symptom start? Where was a situation like this? Then you can zero in on the event and, more importantly, the belief or the story that you attach to that event.
Okay. All right. So not only the event, but the belief or the story that you've attached to it, because that is probably where a lot of the power lies within it to control and affect you.
Yeah. And you can have two people in the same event, literally standing next to each other, and they have two different stories attached to it. I use, you know, a bank robbery as just a hypothetical. One person can be like, oh my gosh, why didn't I knock that person down? I was there. I was so close to him. And he's going to end up with a different conflict than the person who is next to him, thinking, oh my gosh, I'm never going to see my children again. I'm going to die today. You know, like those are two totally different stories, same original event, but they're going to yield different symptoms.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, after your divorce, you also experienced adrenal fatigue. Mm-hmm. Now, how did that experience shape your understanding of the mind-body connection in the healing?
Yeah, well, I was actually studying the German new medicine as I actually had adrenal fatigue twice. So the first time, again, I tried to use the supplements. I tried to use the nervous system techniques, the tapping and all of those things. They have a place. But they never really got me where I needed to be. When I started looking at the actual functions of the adrenals, according to what Dr. Hammer found, there's actually two functions depending on what part of the adrenal is working and like creating the hormones or the secretions that are being released by the adrenals. One is just an overwhelm conflicts, just too much unbearable stress. And keep in mind, I was on my way out of a marriage. I was moving. I was buying a house, you know, all of these things and negotiating. Oh, also, by the way, it was 2020. So there was that going on too. And then the other option was going down the wrong path. Like your body is trying to slow you down in both cases, slow you down to restore, slow you down so you don't get too far down the wrong path. But you can see when we start to narrow it down, we go beyond the whole topic or the whole, you know, people say, oh, it's just stress. Well, what kind of stress? You could say the same thing with fear. Oh, it's fear, but I'm afraid of, you know, hundreds of things. Like which one?
How do I get that figured out?
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I say your symptoms guide you to your start here sign. Like the most pressing symptom that you want to work on now will tell us where you need to go as far as an event or as far as a belief system or a pattern. That's how your body guides you to work on those things once you know the language.
Now, you studied then the German New Medicine, which teaches that symptoms are really start here signs for personal growth.
Yeah, well, that's my interpretation of it. Okay. The way Dr. Hammer says it is that every symptom has a special biological purpose. Biological. Okay. Life logical.
Okay. Every symptom has a purpose. Okay.
It makes sense. Like, for example, if I have a client who has bladder issues, then there's probably some kind of territorial marking, something that's been going on. Lo and behold, maybe the now ex-husband moved into her house without her really wanting him to, you know, or maybe there's a family member overstepping their bounds with parenting the kids, or maybe there's something going on at work where somebody, a coworker, is being a little extra, you know, in a project that you're supposed to be in charge of. Something along those lines. But you can see how we can kind of narrow down. And really, once you start asking, the body's like, here it is. Glad you asked. I'm going to answer this question for you. And when you hit it, you just know it. You're like, oh, that's it.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you this. And if you don't want to answer it, we'll edit it out.
Your microphone is, it's not picking up on you. There you go.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
Okay, good. All right. So, because I have Louise Hay's book, right? Mm-hmm. Like The Alchemy of Symptoms. How does it relate, not relate? It seems within part of this sphere of, hey, the symptoms are coming from something deeper than just you caught the flu or you have a rash from, you know, like that's my understanding.
I actually started with her stuff when I first learned this concept.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was a few years before I came into Dr. Hammer's work.
Okay.
She comes from a very spiritual perspective.
Yes.
And gives you affirmations. And if they land,
yes,
go for it. Like, right. Absolutely. I've never done a side-by-side comparison.
Okay.
Say like, oh yeah, here's where they meet, here's where they don't. One thing I like about what Dr. Hammer did was that it was so specific, because there's other mind-body, you know, methods that are kind of, you'll have one organ and you'll have 20 possible emotions or, you know, types of things. And
he
really got very specific. He had,
okay,
he was an actual doctor. He was an allopath. So he was a Western medicine doctor. And he went very, very into the different organs of different parts, because when we have a conflict happen, it happens on the psyche, the brain and the organ at the same time. So he was actually going back and looking at brain scans to, number one, and in his case, he could clarify diagnoses that way because there's actual marking on the brain that's created that you can see on a CT scan if you're trained to know how to find these. He was amazing at reading brain scans. Like, he could have looked at yours or my brain scan and tell us when we started our periods, when we started menusche. And is that the word for it? When we started our
period. Menses.
Yes. I know there's another word for it. Menarche or something. Anyway. So he could tell what conflicts were active, what conflicts were resolved, and then he could get really, really specific with the types of experiences that that person had had.
Okay.
Which I really love because different parts of the organ are run by different parts of your brain, which makes a difference as well.
Fascinating. Now, it really is. Okay. So tell us a little bit more about your mind-body therapy. Like, how does it work and who can benefit the most?
Yeah. Certainly anybody who is experiencing symptoms. Women tend to think, oh, I got out of this relationship and then I started having this symptom, you know, migraines or I mentioned, bladder issues or maybe skin issues or even just weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
And they sometimes feel like they have to choose, like, do I work on the emotional stuff or do I work on the physical stuff?
Right.
It's not really separate. It's together. You can do them together. And a lot of times they will go to the supplements and the diets and things like that, thinking it's easier, but you're not actually resolving that root. So you're not getting your body into that true healing. Anytime somebody is having just memories that pop up that makes them cry or makes them rageful, those are great people to come and work with me because we can change those and change your reaction to those so quickly. I call it taking the zing out of it, taking the sting out of it. And then you get a totally different perspective. And sometimes you even get some beautiful affirmations from your own subconscious.
Right. Now, how can this specifically help women going through divorce?
Well, a lot of women who have been through divorce, their divorce is actually a symptom of lifelong experiences that they've had. Many of the women who maybe have had abusive partners or narcissistic ex-partners had also some level of that abuse growing up. I like to tell women, you know, these are your healing codes. And don't think of it as I'm broken or I attract the wrong kind of guy. These are the healing codes that you have. Your patterns and your belief systems that were kind of running the show are here and they're ready to be changed, questioned, worked with, healed. And in a way, you can almost start to look at your relationship as there's gifts in that. You know, we're not excusing anybody's abuse or anything like that, of course. But to say like, oh, hey, I thought that this was love because of whatever experience you had prior to that.
Right.
So taking that approach, revising the idea that you're broken or that you have bad luck in love or something like that, taking the shame out of it so you can work with your healing codes. When I work with women, I come knowing that they have had years and years and years of these experiences, and sometimes their nervous system just needs a reset. I've had women come to me that were already really well experienced with therapy and hypnosis and meditation and like all of the things that are out there today, and they weren't working until they did bioresonance feedback therapy with me because it reset their nervous system. And then suddenly,
now they could receive the other treatments or they could, use those.
Exactly. I mean, even just the sleep that women get from having their nervous system worked on with bioresonance feedback. I mean, if you're low on sleep, I don't know about you, but for me, the world could be on fire. I'm like, it just is almost. If I'm low on sleep, I just think everything's terrible.
Uh-huh.
And it just helps them calm down. I've had women call me and say, like, I don't feel rage. I feel kind of sexy. I feel like everything is good. Like, let's do some work. Let's keep going with this.
Okay, cool. Now, your one-on-one coaching program, The Vibrant Way, is designed for women leaving toxic relationships. So I guess first, because I want to know about that program, but also maybe first, just could you define a toxic relationship? Because then I think that helps frame.
Yeah.
What you do in the program.
Well, I think anytime you have a divorce, you probably have some level of toxicity.
Okay.
I mean, in my case, my ex is not a narcissist. He's not an abuser, but we were two people who couldn't get it together, who didn't really want to get divorced, but we ended up divorced. You know, we just couldn't come to the same place. So we probably were both bringing some toxic traits to the table. Certainly if you had an experience with abuse, or if you realized you had to walk on eggshells, or you were just not feeling comfortable and free to be yourself in front of this person that you're supposed to be really deeply connected with and in a loving relationship with, those would all definitely fit my description of a toxic relationship.
And so then walk through us a little bit about, like, you know, what that program looks like and how it helped.
Well, the beautiful thing about my program is that it's not a long extended program. You're not going to be coaching with me for 10 years. We actually keep it down to 8 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Of coaching, where I'm teaching you tools that fit in my find it, feel it, heal it, seal it method. So of all the experiences that you have, which are the ones that are going to make the most impact to go after? The trick is you don't have to work on every single little argument that you had, because when you boil it all down to, a lot of people have just, like, you know, a handful of beliefs or stories that are reflected in all of those arguments. So you might find one belief, you had 20 arguments or 20 situations, you work on that, even just one of them, and it works on all of them. So it can help resolve a lot of those at once. Feeling it, a lot of women have not had an opportunity to just say safely what they feel, to take time with it and to, like, know, give it that proper processing time. Healing it, just changing the perspective. Usually we like to get that from your own internal self. So the affirmations I create for you are only going to go so far. But when you can create them from your own kind of subconscious, those are the gold standard ones. Those are the ones that are really going to land. And then we seal it with new patterns, new habits, new ways of just moving through your world. And a lot of them honestly don't take more time out of your day. So in those in those 8 weeks, usually people are looking at spending about 3 hours or so per week on the program. After that, they're in our community where we kind of keep the processing going. We take things from the course and we, like, make sure we don't forget about them. We keep using them. We do, like, fun little series. Like, I have one going right now. Can you spot the red flag? Where I'll share, because some women are thinking about dating again. Like, I'll share conversations or screenshots that people have shared with me on dating apps or whatever. And just, like, hey, what do you see here?
Exactly. Yeah. Do you, just because you talked about, like, what brought you to your area of study and in developing your expertise were your own, you know, physical symptoms. Now, do you have many clients that maybe come to you from with that as the top issue?
Yeah. I've had people everywhere from neck pain to weight gain to bladder issues, to one client just woke up with pain just in one side. That was actually a man who worked with me. I usually work with women, but kind of getting to the root of that and understanding, why would you have pain? Why would you just wake up? You know, you don't really sleep on things raw.
I know. We tell ourselves that all the time, don't we? Yeah.
But, you know, when you understand that there's actually a conflict active phase and a healing phase.
Okay.
So that's understanding what happens when, then you can kind of get an idea of what phase am I in and how do I manage it? Because it's not like your nervous system really isn't like a dimmer switch that you are on. Fight, flight, or freeze, or rest and digest. It's not an on-off switch. I mean, it's more like a dimmer switch.
Okay.
So that you can be a little bit in fight, flight, or freeze, or you can be a lot in fight, flight, or freeze. And when we know that you are in that kind of what we call conflict active, if we can calm it down, then when you switch over into the healing phase, the healing is less intense.
Okay, got it. Now, bioresonance feedback therapy, which you were talking about. Can you tell me a little bit more about what that is?
Yeah, so there we have had a history of taking pills and doing physical movements, you know, maybe yoga and things like this. This is an actual frequency device.
Okay.
And Nikola Tesla told us everything is frequency. And when we started to understand that, we'd make more progress in 10 years than we've made in 100 years. And this is advice that's based on some of his work. There's actually quite a lot of other people who went into that. But we're all aware that molecules have movement, right?
Yeah.
That there's a molecular spin. What we forget, and they don't really teach us in school, is that so is our body. All of your organs have a spin. And it's influenced by foods you eat, things that you think, toxins you come into contact with. And what that my device can do is look at your body, see what's in its optimal spin, what's not in its optimal spin.
Okay.
And then we get information from that. We can kind of look at why, what's interfering with your body being at its optimal. And then we can make changes based on that. One of the things that people are surprised to see is how much emotion affects their body.
Yeah.
And we can actually see that with the device. So then we also use the German New Medicine to address that as well. But just the device itself is like a nervous system reset. It's very calming, very... people will notice that I'm working on them because I'm doing it remotely. So if you can wrap your mind around that, I work on people all over the world with it. But they'll notice because they'll get really tired usually whenever I start the work on them.
Wow. And that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Like you're doing it virtually ever, it still works. That is really mind-boggling to me.
It is.
Awesome.
It is.
I want to talk a little bit about this, especially, you know, within women can often feel after divorce, maybe they've lost themselves, they feel stuck or just, you know, in a big life transition. How can you help clients rewire their neuropathways to move from that high flight or flight to where they can probably be open enough, calm enough to maybe rediscover themselves, to be open to that, right? To even have the bandwidth, the energy to take on that endeavor.
Well, we call it the vibrant way for a reason, right? That's our end goal.
right.
Because a lot of women will discover themselves after a marriage. Maybe they got married young or they had to compromise so many things about themselves in that marriage that there's things that they wanted to do that they never could have done in that marriage. And now they're a little bit too scared to do.
Right. Because time has passed, right? And maybe they're like, I'm not that 20-year-old who would have just gone and done it.
Yeah. I started Latin dancing. And I remember that the first time I walked into the classes, my knees were literally shaking. I was like, how am I going to dance like this? I just wanted to run away.
Yeah.
But I was just like one foot in front of the other, in front of the other, in front of the other. And really, I tell women, it's a practice. So it's not like, again, you don't just flip the switch and say, tomorrow I'm going to be all me, fabulous me. It takes some practice to get there. And yeah, so you have to first calm your nervous system by making sure that you are practicing self-care throughout your day. And I don't mean like baths and like saunas and all of that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Self-care can be as simple as I'm stopped at a stoplight and I'm leaving my phone down so that I can take a few deep breaths. It's no extra time you're going to be sitting at that stoplight, but you're not inputting extra information at that time. And becoming aware of giving yourself permission to take naps and to rest and to let go of the to-do list and to, in a sense, indulge in, like, what do I want to wear today? It doesn't matter if I'm not even planning to leave the house. I'm going to put on a pretty dress if I want to. It's just these little habits that we can get away from without even realizing that, you know, maybe for somebody, the staying in your pajamas all day or staying in your yoga clothes all day might be fine for your work or what you have going on, but it might not be fine inside. Like you might look at yourself and be like, oh, and not even realize it. And then when you start to make a different choice doesn't take that much longer, but raises you up and it starts to connect you in. So there's a lot of women not even asking themselves, like, what do I want?
Yeah.
What do I want? And I would say that's probably a first step is to start asking.
And that's a big question. because mm-hmm. I'm sure they're like, well, what do you mean? What do I want? What do I want today? What do I want for lunch? What do yeah. I want, you know, tomorrow? What do I want to, you know, have in my, well, in all areas of your life, right? Mm-hmm. It does. It's a big question. Doesn't probably real. I mean, I guess on some people might, you know, have like a whole one answer, but I mean, if you really dig in, which is the work you do, right, you can mm-hmm. really dig into that and start to identify yeah. those things. You know, it is why, why do we do this? Why do women do this? Why do we not know what we want or spend actual time thinking about it and put everybody else first? I know this isn't on the, like, I don't know. I'm curious because you've had a lot of experience dealing with mm-hmm. women who probably have asked you the same thing.
Yeah. I think a lot of it comes to, this is certainly a deeper discussion, but how we have put femininity on the back burner. We've kind of tried to mm-hmm. rationalize it, and it's not supposed yeah. to be rationalized. We've tried mm-hmm. to put it through this, you know, square construct, but it's a spiral construct instead. We need mm-hmm. both. Which is actually something I talk about a lot in The Vibrant Way, is understanding how to balance the part of yourself that is feminine, that sometimes doesn't make sense, that's flowing, that's nurturing, yeah. and to really value it, because it is a piece of our culture that is missing. And to be able to balance and switch from, hey, I have a great career, like have all of these to-do lists that I go through each day to in order to do that, to have the career. And then I have time and space to like put on a flowy dress or whatever it is that makes you excited, like spend an yeah. hour making a really good meal, or like I said, whatever. For me, it's dancing. I have made that my priority. And to like pursue and put on a pedestal your joy. Mm.
That's awesome. That's really good. And it is, I think, and it does take that awareness, right? Like mm-hmm. for you to bring that, because it doesn't necessarily, it's not as much of a time thing as maybe we build it up to be, versus finding what is that, right? Because it could be like mm-hmm. something that I love to do is walk on the beach. Yeah. It doesn't take that long, right? It's not, I live right at the beach, you know, to go out there. But like there's something for me that can help really change my state very quickly when your feet are on the sand, in the sand.
Oh, yeah.
And then they go dip in the water, whether it's, you know, hot out or cold. There is something for me very, very much can change my state and allow me to kind of relax, because right, we all have these different modes and hats we put on that can be very productive in one part of our life, but maybe is not as productive or positive in another aspect of your life.
Yeah, we forget to play a lot. Yeah. We forget to like really just let ourselves be silly, not take ourselves so seriously, but it does impact our nervous system. So I spent so yeah. much of my past life trying to find the magic pill, like literally a supplement, yeah. the magic mm-hmm. workout, the magic whatever that would solve my problems. And none of it was fun. And at the end, I was like, ah, actually, dancing, even though I stay up late, because dancing doesn't even start till 10 p.m.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. Okay. That is
I'm
so
out
fun.
Late.
That sounds fun. Yeah.
I'm doing everything wrong. I'm in flashing bright light when I'm supposed to be sleeping and my body's supposed to be going in sleep mode. But it fills me up so much. That's my thing. That okay. for weeks, I'm just like on cloud nine, and I know that my body is actually getting so much more out of that. So it's okay to eat the ice cream or to stay up late spending time with friends or to have some wine, or, you know, like if those things, you got to pay attention to what your body is doing. And that's what I love about German New Medicine, is that it takes us out of the biohacking realm that has really yeah. kind of taken over the natural health space.
Yeah.
And gives us a very simple routine where we connect with joy, we connect with love, we connect with what makes us feel calm, feel good, and know that there's literally a therapy within that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I love that. Now, for women listening, maybe who are in the middle of the doors mm-hmm. and feel exhausted, what is one simple practice maybe they could begin today to start feeling better?
Well, there's the stop at the light light stop thing and stoplight. Stop at the stop. Keep your phone down at the stoplight. And that's one piece. The other piece I highly recommend is to pick a day to be your self-care day. Stop making self-care about whether you had a hard week or a hard day or not.
Okay.
My day is Sunday. Sunday night, I've been doing this for, I don't know, almost 10 years.
Okay.
For the last 10 years, my Sunday night, I do a bath. I'll usually do a face mask. I might do some journaling, some meditation. I go to bed early. And my kids know, like, mom is off duty. I only knock on that bathroom door if somebody's throwing up or they're fire. Like, that's it.
Right. Right. Yeah.
You're on your own taking that time as much as you can. Young kids, you have to make, I did it when they were young a little bit differently, but just making that day something that you want to do, removing all barriers from doing it, and just keep your phone on silent as much as you can. Like, don't be available to anybody for a few hours. Just be there with yourself. Mm-hmm. That's going to nourish you. It's going to take you through and help you. You're in a marathon. You're not in a sprint. So you got to make sure that you're resting and refilling yourself.
And that's where, you know, I think, and I've had this conversation multiple times on our show, because too often we don't do for ourselves what we would tell our best friend, our children, our mom, anybody we care about to do, because it, from the outside looking in, objectively, is so obvious. Mm-hmm. You give yourself permission to have 2 hours.
Yeah.
Of quiet, calm, you know, rejuvenation. And in the grand scheme of, like, you know, the week and how many hours and days, that in and of itself, that's a great way to start, because we might be overwhelmed, right? With how do I even start, right? It's not like, you know, ignoring your kids and then just going off for, you know, a little while, which would, you know, be amazing to many people right now. They're thinking, oh my gosh, if I could just have that. But, like, start with one thing and then keep that commitment to yourself that you're going to do it, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Because I think we sometimes, we let ourselves down and we don't keep our word to ourselves more often.
Most often,
right?
Yes, absolutely. And we do work on that quite a bit in the Vibrant Way. We talk about shifting it from the word discipline, which a lot of people have associated with getting in trouble, to devotion, like keeping your devotion to yourself. Like, how am I going to be devoted to myself today?
And I like that. That's nice. And it is important. Words are important. And then reframing it, it makes a big difference, right? What I'm doing for myself, or rather than what I'm taking away, what do I have to give up, right? It's not that. It's more like, what is it that adds for yourself? But the way we frame it does make a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
All right. So another big question. I'd love you to hear what you think about how women can shift from seeing themselves as broken to recognizing their divorce as a catalyst for self-love, growth, opportunity, so many positive things it can be.
Yeah, I came up with the term healing codes. That these experiences that you've had, these things that this person has done or even said to you, is bringing to you something that you can learn from. So I'll give people examples. You know, we talk a lot of women are getting a lot of verbal abuse, or they're being made the bad guy, or, you know, called all kinds of names during their marriage and after. And I'll remind women, like, if he called you a broccoli head, what would you have done? And they're like, I'll just laugh. I'm like, okay, what's the difference between a broccoli head and what he actually called you? There's some kind of buy-in in there.
What you associate that word with, right?
Yes, yes. Maybe it's one of your fears. Like, this person probably knows you quite well and really knows how to get your deepest fears. And so let's see if we can work with that. I call it flipping the script. When we start to take something like that, like, ooh, there's some juicy information in here. Let's find what it is. So we have a couple processes that we use to go through those. One of my gals, she's on my YouTube page, Rebecca. When we did this, we spent about 30 minutes and she went from crying to laughing about what somebody had said. He had called her an old hag. And we dove into it and we were like, what's in here? And within a few minutes, she's like, oh my gosh, that's not a hag. That's a vixen. And then, it was over. Really, insults did not land the same for her after that.
That's awesome. Well, the time has flown by, Maura. But before we go, Our show is called Women Winning Divorce. And what I'd love to know from you is, what does winning at life mean to you?
I think winning at life is that you wake up every day and you're excited for what's in it, that you have connection, that you have joy, that you just see the beautiful opportunities around us.
Love that. Love that. That's great. Okay. I might copy that, but I'll always give you credit. Well, Maura, this was great. Where can our listeners find you for more information and resources?
If you want to find me at thevibrantway.com, that's where you can get direct access to my program.
Wonderful. Well, we've reached the end of our show today. Thank you so much, Maura Eliza, for joining us to discuss the powerful connection between emotional healing, physical health, and reclaiming self-love after divorce. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.
This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.